Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome to KER Politics. Big Al is talking with one of the most interesting gentlemen who I have ever talked to. His name is Dr. John Shufret. And John is a graduate of the Medical School of the University of Chicago. He's got an MBA. He's got an LLB, I should say, from Arizona State, if I'm not mistaken. And he's also got an MBA. John, let's talk a little bit about your initial credentials, and then I want to get into the kind of meat of the interview.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
Start with the MBA. Now, let's start. When you started as an undergraduate, where did you start at university? And what field?
So I went to Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. And I was a sociology and criminology major. And then I did all the pre-medical classes as well.
Okay. And then went to med school, I guess, at a branch of the University of Chicago. Why from medical school to law school, John?
So, you know, I've been practicing and I continue to practice emergency medicine, but I also thought, you know, emergency medicine is kind of one of those active contact sports. And I thought there's going to be some time in my life when working weekends, holidays, it's going to get kind of nights, it's going to get kind of old. And maybe I should do something where I can really, you know, I have a good understanding of how physicians think and some of the challenges they have. Maybe I should go to law school and help them solve some of those challenges, which is what I did. So I went to ASU College of Law called Sandra Day O'Connor. I finished in 2.5 years, took the bar. For the grace of God, I don't know how, but passed it. And really kind of hung my shingle and practiced law. And helped physicians when they had medical board complaints. I helped them for a little bit solve those.
John, I'm curious. The MBA, I'm assuming you probably picked up as a result of some of your undergraduate work. Am I correct there?
No, I try to go back to school every 10 years. So 10.
Okay.
10 years later, did an MBA. 10 years later, did a law degree.
Okay. Now, initially when I spoke with your publicist, by the way, I hope I'm coming across clearly enough. I've got a terrible, terrible cold. We've got some interesting weather up here in the great Northwest, for lack of better terms. Got about 6 or 7 inches of snow last night, so it's kind of interesting out of doors. But having said that, I hope you can understand me okay. I decided to go ahead and proceed with this interview, even though I'm loaded up big time on Sudafed right now. John, you've got a very interesting life. As you said, you go back to school every 10 years or thereabouts. Now, we have an interesting time in our society right now. People can, if they're enterprising, they can do really almost anything they want to. People are held down, for lack of better terms, with the COVID situation. We've got some very serious lockdowns, for lack of better terms. People have a lot of time on their hands, like right now. I can't think of anybody, John, other than yourself, who could talk to people a little bit more highly qualified. Nobody would be more highly qualified, is what I'm trying to say, other than you, John, in terms of giving some people advice as to how to do the most they can with their lives. I'm going to give you the mic, John. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's really kind of an interesting perspective. And here's, I guess, my takeaway. You know, in times like this, they're tremendously challenging, but they also yield tremendous opportunities. So I'll give you an example. I had a business called BMD, which was a virtual healthcare business that I had it for 11 years, and it did okay.
Yeah.
But we were able to sell it to Walmart in June, really because of the COVID crisis. Walmart needed a way to address their members and their associates virtually, and compete with Amazon. And so we happened to be in the right place at the right time. So despite the challenges of COVID, it really helped propel, you know, our business and other businesses. The other takeaway I would have is you know, COVID's really, I think, allowed people to see the world from a set of lenses, but for COVID, they would not have been able to use. And so for a lot of the folks we work with who are working from home, they said, you know what, I'm going to go back to online school. I'm going to go do something, start a business on the side. I'm going to enter the gig economy. because they've had this opportunity now to work more from home. They're not wasting time commuting 30 minutes to 2 hours every day, and they decided to use that time productively, whether it's through reflection or reading or school or spending more time with their family. They've made the most out of it, which is amazing, because a lot of people chose to kind of dwell on it and ruminate about it and be impacted negatively by it. But there's a certain group who said, you know what, I'm going to make the best out of this, and crushed it.
Yep. Well, you have to make the best out of life. You know, as the old Forrest Gump movies, as Forrest said in that movie, you know, when you make life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And life is also like lemonade. If you don't, if you want to make lemonade, you can do that. You can accomplish something. I would have to guess that as a doctor, you have probably saved at least one or two lives. And that right there, I am going to have to say, is a huge, hugely gratifying thing to do. In terms of being an attorney, it sounds to me like the law school allowed you to get ahead in the business world, particularly in the medical field. Am I correct?
Yeah, it literally, like, every time I go back to school, I equate it to putting on a new set of glasses, because it allows me to see things that were staring me right in the face, and yet somehow I missed them. Mm-hmm. Either not on the right perspective or the right knowledge. I had gaps in my knowledge base. And so going back to school, I really walk out and go, how have I missed this my whole life?
Yeah.
It was right in front of me. But it was only because of more education, more, I guess, enlightenment, for lack of a better way to say it, that I was able to see something until then I missed.
John, let me ask you a question. We have a lot of people right now who are psychologically pretty down because of the COVID situation. I talk with a number of PhD psychologists on the show, and in the past I've talked to a number of psychiatrists. Let me ask you this, and then we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we're going to go on and we're going to talk about the topic du jour, which is what you really have to do to be successful in starting your own business. But John, in your opinion, how do people, when they feel totally down and out because of something as bad as COVID, how do they change their attitude so they can go ahead and strive and get ahead in their own personal lives?
Well, I can tell you how I've done it, how I do it, I frankly kind of do it every day. For example, I was in the emergency department until midnight last night. There were 53 patients in the emergency department waiting room, and the ED was packed, and it was a war zone.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you can walk out of there and go, like, what the heck, and be incredibly just beaten up about it. But I learned this perspective a while ago, and it's the if no one's dying, how bad can it be perspective, at least as it relates to kind of my own life. So I looked at Viktor Frankl. You know, Viktor Frankl was an Austrian psychiatrist, physician. He was Jewish. He lost his entire family
right.
in the concentration camp. And he had this, he walked out of this perspective of, you know, if you can't change the circumstances, change yourself. And it dawned on me that much of life is simply about perspective.
Yeah.
I know it's cliche-ish. However, you look at Louis Zamperini, he spent 45 days on a boat with no food or water with two other people. One of whom died, and probably willed himself to die, you know, at least out of Louis Zamperini's book.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh, if he can do that, and Viktor Frankl can survive, and what he lived through, and the countless others have it far, far, far worse than I do and survive, what little nuanced trivia do I have in my life that I can't, you know, overcome? And
John, I got to interrupt you just for a second. We have to take a real quick commercial break. I happen to have Viktor Frankl's book sitting on my bookshelf, and I'm looking at it right now. Stick around, you guys. I'm going to be right back with Dr. John Schufert.